Yes, you are on the red couch with Bird. And she's back. She is back. We went viral on TikTok. We went viral on Facebook. She was putting dudes in their place. Young Jessie, that's what I call her. Her name is Jessica Jones, folks. How you doing today?
I'm good.
She's good. You know, we got the camera set up. You know, we recording. You know, this is for the podcast. You know, the Red Couch with Burn has been the most watched podcast in the hood. Right? We're going to make it to TV one day. Revolt, what's up, Revolt? What's up, Revolt? Hit me up, Revolt. Yeah, so we are here with Jessica Jones. And you know what's crazy? She says that she does not want to be a relationship therapist.
I don't.
You should be. She should be a relationship therapist because she is one of those people that I even call for advice if I happen to be in a relationship, which normally doesn't happen because they be hating on the kid. You feel me? So, yeah. So you say you're doing good and all that good stuff. You ready to drop some knowledge? You say you look very different now. Okay, what's going on? You chopped it?
I did.
Why?
I believe hair to be one of those things mm-hmm. that holds a lot of energy. Mm. And if in the growth of your locks, you experience a lot of trauma or a lot of pain, sometimes you got to get rid of it altogether to start anew. Mm.
That sounds like one of the reasons why I cut my hair too, because y'all know I used to have that long, flowing, nice, natural tender, nah. I niggas said tender. Yeah, man. But she's back though, so we gonna jump right into the questions. I like to jump right into these questions because you know the Red Couch is Burn is all about the questions. A lot of people ask me, "Yo, why you ask so many questions?" When I meet women, they ask me, "Yo, you gonna ask me one more question?" Damn.
What?
Yeah, that's what they do. They be like, "You gonna ask me one more question?" Damn. But you know what? I love to ask questions because
that's what I do.
I don't care. So it don't even matter. We're going to ask all the questions all day. So y'all already know we're going to get straight to it. So you know me.
What just happened?
I don't know. Y'all know me though, mm-hmm. right? We're going to let her fix her phone. Y'all know me. I type a lot of stuff that may be considered to be controversial.
Oh, okay.
Right? Press that. Just end it and start it.
Okay.
I may do a lot of things that may be controversial or say a lot of things that might be controversial on Facebook. And you know, a lot of people have issues with those things, but a lot of these things are true and some of it is satire and some of it is just things that people may want to hear or see. But a lot of these things are questions that I like to pose to the ladies that I knows. Mm. You feel me? I'm gonna start rapping on this show. That's what I'm start doing. I'm gonna start showing my skills. You feel me? Why are you so serious, man?
I'm not serious. I'm trying to understand why mine cut off like that.
Don't worry about it. Just leave it, let it be. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We good. So the other day I was saying to myself, I said, when a man turns 30, right? That's when, let me say this like this, right? When a man turns 30, that's when the desire for having sex with random woman stops.
I don't know about that.
Why you say that?
I want to say like 40. Because 30 to 40, the desire to have frequent interactions with people that don't matter, it lessens, but it hasn't ceased. Like, you'll still take that, you know, like you'll still partake in that. You won't go seeking for it, but you'll still partake in it.
I don't know. Now look at the setup of the question though. Mm-hmm. I said the desire for having sex with random women, mm-hmm. like that's
I still don't agree. agree, because I feel like it's still like, I feel like that's more like 40 years old. Like 40 years old, that's when
you stop me. Like, nah, yeah, they be like, good.
Nah, I don't want that. Like, come on, mom, I'm not looking for that. I already got that on my system.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. I think 30, that's when you like, you know what? Every man, mostly every man at 30. See, what a lot of people don't know is 30 is the age where you can fuck the mother and the daughter.
What? Yo, you said, I guess.
30 is the age where you can smash the mother and the daughter. Right? Think about it.
I guess.
You got the cougars.
That because you're 30 comfortably over. In the ring right, of in the social middle. Acceptance, right?
35 is really the age that you can smash the, yeah, with the mother and the daughter. I'm just saying. You ain't never heard that before?
No. All
right, I'm just saying. Mom be like, little 40s, you know. Some of them had kids when they was young, so the daughter be like 25 and shit. You know? I'm just saying. Okay. Anyway, yeah, but that's just my opinion on that, you know. But what you was reading earlier,
yes, okay, I didn't mean to.
What you was reading earlier, I said that most men cheat after they get blamed for cheating. Because we'll be okay, just chilling. Ain't doing nothing to nobody. Ain't bothering nobody. You cooking all the food. You doing all this stuff in the house. You do the, oh, she's so nice. And then all of a sudden, you're like, where you been? What you did? What you did? What you had? What you did? What you did? And then now it'd be like, damn, I didn't even do nothing.
I think it's the introduction of thought. And not just the introduction of thought, but it's the projection of what you're actually doing.
All right.
Most women that are cheating project that they man must be cheating. When you do something that riddles you with guilt, you start mm-hmm. to believe that the other person is also doing something like that or also capable of doing something like that. So you project it onto them. You want them to be culpable for your actions.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start projecting it onto them, you get a semblance of sanity for your actions. Like, I'm okay for doing it because they must be doing it too.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I think that what it is a lot of the times is that we as men and women, you like I always say, we're different. We're a different species. Okay? And we are on, it's like it's crazy, man. All I know is that we get blamed for cheating when we not cheating. Why does that happen like that?
I said most of the time, and this is the thing is what people don't really understand or what they refuse to believe or that, mm-hmm. you know, society has deemed to be truth mm-hmm. instead of opinion is that women don't equally cheat as much as men, if not more so. What happens is...
You're saying women... No, because we all know that women are the new cheaters now, right?
I mean, okay. I feel like women cheat excessively.
Right, excessively. I know, for sure. Right, but they ain't cheat. You know, I ain't get cheated on too many times, or probably like a couple of times. But I'm just saying, like, I just feel like it's a thing now.
Like, I don't think it's even cheating at this point. It's active negligence, right? Like mm-hmm. people don't care about anybody else's mm-hmm. feelings or how they affect them or how that turns out or what trauma they cause to each other. At this point, it's just active negligence. This is what I want. I'm selfish. Mm-hmm. This is what I want, and this is what I want you to provide to my life. If you don't provide this to my life, then whether you're a good person or a good person to be with, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna go find 50 of you, and those irrelevant interactions become your normality, and so you're stuck with different pieces of different people, and you don't even know who you are no more.
Hmm. What is this you're playing with in your head? What is this? You playing with beads? What is that?
It's a necklace.
It's a necklace.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, playing with it. I don't know. Jessica is different now, son. She's different now, son. You see her hair color? Shout out to everybody watching the show.
What's up, everybody?
Shout out to everybody watching the show live. You know, y'all the true fans. Let me see who in there. I see a couple of people in there. Share the show, man. Share the show with your people. Share it on Instagram. Share it on Facebook. Let people know we here. Because when the show blow up, guess what? I'm going to let you sleep on my bathroom floor. Oh, somebody said, okay. She said, that's because, hold on, let me read this. That's because people build relationships off trauma and bonds and call it love. And now y'all just two unhappy people.
Yeah. Building relationships based off of trauma bonds. Like you see that, you know, that is a statement where they be like, you know, you have baggage and everybody comes with baggage.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
That when people be like, you know, like everybody comes with baggage and you gotta establish what baggage is acceptable to your life or tolerable for your life. Like nobody's perfect. You gotta find out what's the imperfections that fit you, right? Mm-hmm. So with the same thing that happens when people go through a significant amount of trauma, when they see somebody that reflects them, right? Because you're attracted to every negative relationship that you've ever been in is a reflection of some part of your personality that you found commonality with.
Okay.
So when you get into a relationship with somebody that has an extreme or excessive amount of trauma, it's something that you're bonding with. Like I'm going through and you're going through. Mm-hmm. And we attach to each other at those moments. Yeah, because
they say misery loves company, right? That's basically what it is. We two mad. Look, two crackheads gonna be together.
I'm done.
Right. You know how they say it's somebody for everybody?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like you gonna a crackhead gonna only mess with a crackhead.
Because I wouldn't say that, you know, if a crackhead was messing with a crackhead, that it would be trauma bonding. I would say that they found somebody that's their equal counterpart.
No, they found crack. That's the equal counterpart.
Yo.
Crack was the thing that brought them together.
I'm done. And ode to that, like if they were happened to, if one of them happened to leave behind that addiction, they would no longer have a relationship that was malleable.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Trust me. Because he'd be like, baby, you going to have to get off that. That's how they're going to say it.
Because they ain't got no teeth.
It's going to be whole mouth going. But yo, but at the end of the day, I feel what you're saying. But who doesn't have baggage?
Everybody has baggage.
Everybody has baggage. It's just what you choose to deal with. How much baggage do you want to deal with today? You feel me? Another thing that I had down here is that, oh no, you know what? I'm gonna set this up right. Right? Shout out to y'all for tuning in. Shout out to y'all for tuning in. Red Couch Will Burn is the Red Couch Will Burn. Subscribe to the YouTube. Subscribe to all other platforms that we have. I mean, we on everything. I don't even gotta say them, honestly. You can just Google it and you can see we on every platform when it comes to Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, all of that. You can give me some money, stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Get out there. But yeah, so we're talking about cheating, right? Let's get on this cheating thing, right? When a man cheats, right? They say that we leave y'all for the ugly chick. That's like a stereotype, but you know, a lot of women say that. They'd be like, how you gonna leave me for that ugly chick? She ain't this, she ain't that. Look how she looks, she all, you know what I mean? This way or that way, she greasy. She look greasy. Let's just say greasy. How you gonna leave me for a greasy?
If I was to digest that, right, and if I didn't respond out of a place of hurt, right, and I said somebody cheated on me and you cheated on me with somebody ugly, the chances are if a man left a woman that wasn't in their vanity and they left a woman for another woman and she was significantly less attractive physically, he probably left that physically attractive woman for his peace. Because that woman don't gotta be attractive to be peaceful.
And that woman don't gotta be attractive to be peaceful. That's what she said. You don't gotta be attractive for me to be peaceful.
And that's the reality of the situation. if a man finds his peace in a woman, mm-hmm. if he finds his home in a woman, mm-hmm. it don't matter what she looks like.
I don't know. I think it's more like a lot of the times, for the majority of time when dudes cheat, let me just blow this up real quick. I'm sorry. I don't mean to expose us, but let me just blow this up real quick. When we cheat, a lot of the times, it's because the other girl can do things that you don't do, or she's filling a void, right? So, for example, if I come home every time, or come to your house every time, and you're arguing every time I come through the door, guess what? I'm gonna go mess with Shanae-Nae.
Shanae-Nae, they don't sound peaceful.
Shafrida. Right? I'm gonna go mess with Shafrida. Every time that you wanna act up, guess what? I don't wanna be there. So that could be a thing where every time I go to Shafrida's house now, she quiet. She just sit there, oh, I'm just chilling. I'm just smoking. Whatever Shafrida's doing, she's ratchet, but we chilling at Shafrida's house. Why? Because Shafrida's not even bothering us. Right, you're not even ratchet, because I don't deal with ratchet chicks, mm-hmm. right? Not you, but I'm just saying, like, the saying. Woman that, you know,
I get that,
that I would mess with. If they're ratchet, if they, I wouldn't deal with a ratchet chick, but Shafrida is going to be ratchet, and she's just going to fill that void just for a moment. So now, that's when I'm going to get caught, or that's when something stupid's going to happen where I notice that Shafrida it's probably not the one. And then I'm going to come running back to you.
That says a lot about the man. Or that says a lot about whomever is doing the cheating at that point. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to walk away from a situation for a temporary idea of peace, mm-hmm. that means whenever you come up against an obstacle, that's what you're going to do. That says a lot about where you are in your mindset. Mm-hmm. Or where you are as a person. And you need to do a lot of work before you enter into a relationship with anybody, because you got some problems you need to iron out. Mm-hmm. Because every time you get you come against the obstacle, you're gonna look to see who gives you more peace for that moment. That's not just a isolated incident. That's an ongoing thing that needs to be treated. Mm-hmm. That's like a consistent ailment. Like, you need to treat that mm-hmm. every time it comes up. That's problematic. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, on the other note, or on the other side of things, when a woman cheats, mm-hmm. y'all want to go get the dude that look just like me. How you gonna go get the nigga that just look like me?
Because maybe you're their archetype. Maybe you are the foundation of what it is that they want, right? Like, that's what I want. I want this man to look like this. I want this man to be like this, or whatever the case may be. They want that make, mold, and model. Mm-hmm. You might not be the substance of mm-hmm. it, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if they go cheat mm-hmm. and they go cheat for somebody just like you, then you might be exactly what they wanted. You cheat on me and gonna get a
dude that look just like me. How you like? Because I'm the type of dude that don't think that a dude looks like me. I'll be like, you can show me a dude that looks similar. I'll be like, nah, mm-mm. But y'all be finding that dude that look just like, how, what? That's my brother or something? I don't know. But that's what it feel like. That's what it feel like. It feel like that's when y'all cheat. Yeah.
That's an interesting sentiment. Did you experience that before?
What do you mean?
I'm asking you a question. Have you experienced that before? That's crazy.
Of course, not even cheat, but it don't even gotta be cheating. It could be the next dude that you deal with. Like, exactly, why does, like, this guy have to look exactly tight. Like, nah, son.
She got a type.
But I'm just saying, in that case, yes. But mm-hmm. the cheating aspect, yeah, I be feeling like that's what y'all do.
I feel like cheating is, and I'm gonna say this to anybody and everybody that's looking at it. And I'm not saying that I've never cheated in my life.
She's a cheater.
I'm not a cheater. But I'm not saying that. I'm not going to sit here as a whole human being and be like, I've never cheated before in my life.
I never did.
Okay. Okay. He's never done that. Cool.
I'm innocent.
My thing is, cheating says a lot about that person. It's, I feel like if you're a serial cheater, then you got, that's a major character flaw. Like, that's something that needs to be addressed.
What is a serial cheater? Break that down for the folks.
If you're somebody that can be in a good relationship or a bad relationship, no matter what the situation, you're going to find yourself cheating. That's a, that's a serial cheater. That's,
but don't you have to go from one person to the next, though?
Yeah. You could be somebody, like I said, you could be somebody in a good relationship or a bad relationship. You might maintain constantly a good relationship, right? But you find yourself constantly cheating. That means that something about you or something in you feels like you're missing something if you don't cheat. You need some therapy or something. You can't just navigate your life like that and be like, it's okay.
Okay. Serial cheating people. Because I'm not one of them. Because I don't do that. All right, on this topic, right? Because now when you start cheating, you start smashing, right? Obviously, most of the time, that is the reason why we cheat. Because we want some meats.
I was about to say, well, what are we considering cheating?
Oh.
Because there might be layers to it.
I'm glad you just said that. Because here's a question for you. Is flirting cheating?
Do I consider flirting cheating?
Yes. Is flirting cheating?
I do feel like, why would you put yourself in a position to be perceived as doing something wrong?
What?
Right. So,
okay.
Flirting is generally like, oh, somebody said something to you. You have a back and forth banter that it's undertones is sexual, right? That's what flirting is. Mm-hmm. A back and forth banter with the undertones being sexual chemistry, right? Mm-hmm. Why would you put yourself in a situation where you would have undertones of sexual chemistry? You could have a back and forth banter with anybody. Why would you put yourself in a dynamic?
But maybe that's where I am at the time. What do you mean? I might just be there and people come along, and then that's where what happens. Like,
and that's where it becomes specific to the individual that you're with. Individual, like, I personally feel like if you're in a job that you come across people all the time, like constantly. Like, remember when I was a lobby ambassador?
Right, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You come across somebody all the time.
You're a not lot putting of yourself
be,
in that.
Exactly. A lot of things can be misconstrued as you flirting. So, I feel like if you're in that kind of situation, I feel like as a partner, you got to understand that it's a lot of banter. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, a lot of things can be misconstrued. And so, you got to find a partner that can understand that. Or, you got to be somebody that's very, very liquid in your communication. Like, you got to be somebody that communicates well to your partner.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this: flirting is cheating, kissing is cheating.
I mean, why would you be kissing somebody? That's crazy. I'm sorry, that's crazy.
I'm that's just saying, but control. No. Anything past flirting is cheating. But I'm just saying, but some people think that
if it's not sex, it's not cheating.
Watch this. What would you do if you was with your partner and you was with your man and your man was staring at the next chick for mad long and you were standing right there in front and he's just staring at her, like looking at her, like, and just lost all track of you? What would you do?
So I have...
Look how you was looking at me, like, I'll push her in the face.
Yo, that's exactly what came to my mind. That's what came to my mind, because, you know, like, I have what my partner says is a Julius in me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I have a trigger-happy side of my personality that's immediately prone
crazy.
To violence. It's not crazy. It's an immediate... It's a trigger response, right? And I feel like... You can't possibly be my man if you're willing to disrespect me like that. Because any base of any kind of relationship is respect. If you disrespect me, if you avidly disrespect me, you're no longer my man.
Yeah.
In that moment, in that instant, you're no longer my man.
I mean, you...
I don't have to do anything violent. I don't have to even say anything. I'm going to just walk away.
But that's a grown way of thinking. Not everyone thinks like that. Some people will go back to that same man. Back, you know, some women will go back to that same dude. Like,
right, so you got to act ask that chick what she gonna do then. Because me, personally, I'm a go ahead.
All right. You on the red couch with Burn. We here. You already know Jessica Jones. She had to come back. I had to bring her back. I had to ask her to come back because she's so dope. And she always provides a lot of insight on a lot of different things. Like relationship stuff. And she doesn't want to be the relationship guru. I don't know what's going on. But it is what it is, man. But the next question that I wanted to, the next thing that I wanted to say was this. And I said this the other day and a couple of people had a problem with it. But I said, if you don't have a high sex drive, you should be single. What do you think about that?
I'm going to digest that because I'm going to be like, I don't think that's applicable to everybody. I don't think that's applicable to everybody because some people, that depends on who it is that you attach yourself to.
Right. So if the person, if the other person doesn't have a high sex drive and you don't, that's cool.
Right.
But if one person has a high sex drive and you don't, it's not gonna work for you, bro.
Right, but that's so not now saying why, you shouldn't but, be in a relationship. That's why, saying you shouldn't be in a relationship with that person.
But what's gonna happen is it's gonna take you a long time to find somebody.
Why?
You know
that?
Why? Because everybody's smashing.
That's nobody, bullshit.
Listen.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Listen.
I'm gonna tell you why that's bullshit. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be 110% with you, right?
Go.
People find themselves. It's a matter of quality over quantity, right? Mm-hmm. And not even. Let me double back. What it is people have so many interactions with new people, right? And you might meet 17 people and sleep with 17 people. That means you had sex 17 times, right? In a relationship.
17 souls.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that could have been over the span of 4 months, right? Let's just throw some numbers out there. Like over a span of 4 months, right? 17 people as a man, 17 people. 17 moments where you had sex. If you was in a relationship, you could have slept with that person every day for 4 months. The numbers far outweigh the other if you was actually in a relationship. So the people that talk about, oh, I got a high sex drive, is generally people that have sex with random people on a consistent basis.
You don't
got a high sex drive, mama.
No.
A lot of women say that, and that's not true. It's not even true about their personality.
We're
going
to have to disagree with that one. Because you're basically saying, like, because most of the time when men say we have a high sex drive, it's because of the person that we're with, and we want to be able to do it all the time. And then a lot of the times the reaction is like, no, I don't want to do it all the time. Right? And like, no, I don't feel like doing it all the time. You're going to stretch me out.
Whoa. Yo. First off.
You're going to stretch me out.
Yo, that statement all in of itself is out of control.
You're going to stretch me out.
Yo.
Like, what's going on? Like, that's never
going to happen. Who says that? That's a childish ass person.
I don't know.
That's a childish ass person.
I mean, what do you
mean?
Because there's a lot of women that's childish out here.
You know what's wrong with that statement? Right all in itself. What's wrong with that statement?
It's
going to
snap back. It's a snap back.
It's not even that it's going to snap back. What are you preserving your pussy for? If you're in a relationship, right?
Need some vinegar.
You're in a... No, don't. That's some old shit you
some
just
vinegar,
said.
Go sick, go soak in some
what
vinegar.
What I'm saying is, if a woman says... If you're in the middle of having sex, right? And a woman says to you, I don't want to have sex with you often because you're going to stretch me out. That means that she wants her pussy to stay a certain way for the next nigga. That's already a red flag. That's already a,
Can you say that for the people in the back? Because I've been saying that for years.
I'm sorry. I've been saying that for years.
I've always been saying that if you ever say you don't want to have, because a lot of women will say, I don't want to do it all the time.
Because they might not want to do it all the time.
But, okay, so then what's the reason why you don't want to do it all the time?
That's specific to the individual. You can't apply
a broad stroke
brush against everything.
Can you give me one reason besides being tired? Because that's the only reason I'm just tired. Give me one reason besides end period. That's two reasons. But even some people like ketchup on a hot dog. I'm just saying. But give me one reason why you might not want to do it all the time.
What? Because they, you know, in every individual is different. They might suffer from a hormone imbalance. They might suffer from PCOS. They might suffer from very painful vaginal intercourse. There's a plethora of reasons why somebody might not want to have sex all the time. You can't boil it down to just it being a sheer mindset. See, this is what I'm saying.
Like, and then like y'all be talking about the stuff that we go through as men, right? Mm-hmm. And y'all be like, oh, he's expecting this, he's expecting that, or like, why do we have to accept this or accept that? Like, why do I have to accept that? You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine being with somebody.
You just have been.
Well, I'm just saying. Mm. That's what it is for the most part. We have to accept everything that a woman does, and then y'all want to change us. But anyway.
Wow. Wait, hold on. No. Don't walk away from that. Exactly. Don't walk away from
y'all
that.
Y'all always trying
because
to change
nobody
dudes,
has
like
to
crazy.
Do anything. You're allowing yourself to do that. Nobody has to do anything. Mm-hmm. You might find yourself in a situation where you might find somebody aesthetically pleasing. And because they're so aesthetically pleasing, mm-hmm. you're allowing yourself to suffer through a relationship you had no business in the first place. Mm-hmm. That is, again, your problem. Mm-hmm. You could have walked away from that. If somebody gives you a fire red, like, beaming neon sign, like, listen, your application towards sex is wrong. Your application towards intimacy is wrong. Your application towards free thinking is wrong. Your application towards morale is wrong. Your foundational substance is wrong. And you still fuck with them because of an aesthetic. Baby, that's your fault.
Anyway. She went off on him, son. who's that? Said it could be the person that is the problem. That's what Iandra Cabrera says. I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. It's a lot of people watching. Check this out. Check this question. Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Is taking your ex back toxic?
It can be. Mm-hmm. And you know how I feel about that word toxic.
I know people use toxic like it's a thing now.
Yeah.
It's two words, toxic and narcissistic. Is the two words that people have been using for the last couple of years as if it's they just got in a dictionary. I get it. Right. I get it. But we're not doing that right now. You right. already know. I'm just using the word because that's the word that I want to use. Is taking your ex back toxic or a problem?
You know what I feel like? Sometimes people, it's the right people, wrong time. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that every time somebody takes their ex back, it's toxic. I feel like sometimes who you are with is absolutely the right person, but it was the wrong time. Like, there wasn't enough growth, or there wasn't enough understanding, or there wasn't enough communication, mm-hmm. or it could be, it's just factors like such as that could have made a good situation bad, and y'all didn't know how to move.
Like, y'all be saying communicate, but it's like a double-edged sword or a double standard. It's like, y'all say communicate, mm-hmm. but then when we communicate, it's like the majority of women will say you're communicating too much when it comes to men sometimes. Even when it comes to our emotions, like I said, y'all will say, yeah, it's okay to cry, but then crying too much, you're going to be a biznitch, right? So at the end of the day, like, we always have to like look and see, all right, like, what is she like? What does she want? What does she want me to do? I can't do this. I can do that. Neither can you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you find, I have to pose a question for that, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because do you find yourself changing your personality or changing the foundation of who you are often in your interactions?
Not anymore.
Right. But that's, see, that right there.
I had to learn that I gotta be my goddamn self. And right. if that just so happens to make me single for a very long time, hey, I don't care.
If a woman, if you find yourself, see, your partner, mm-hmm. or your person should be the easiest person to be your vulnerable self around. Mm-hmm. If for whatever reason you find yourself being vulnerable around them and they emasculate you, like how you just said, you walk away and you don't never come back.
Right.
Because that's crazy. That's insane.
Don't be emasculating.
You can't, if a man so chooses to let down, and this is from a woman, a strong woman's stance.
She says she got muscles.
If a man,
they said they agree,
any man,
they agree on that.
Topples down their walls to be vulnerable.
Share this video. You said if a man does what?
Any man topples down their walls to be vulnerable with you, and you find it in your being to emasculate them, you ain't shit. You a low vibrational being.
Oh, now you just said some words here that is now the new narcissistic. It's now the new toxic. Now everybody's saying low vibrational. Now that video went viral on the internet when they were saying that the food that the lady was eating was a low vibrational plate.
Wait, what?
You haven't seen that? Because you don't really be on the internet like that. But I forgot who it was, but she was basically saying, I'll probably put up the picture and the videos or whatever. Somebody could probably remind me who that was. But she was screaming at she was just basically telling her, like, girl, look at your plate. It's a low vibrational plate. Like, look at the food you got on there, whatever.
Like, so you can't take away from the words being utilized just because the person that's utilizing them is that. That's crazy.
Low vibrational.
I'm not even saying low vibrational, but somebody who uses things, that's like using a phrase out of term. That's like not knowing the definition for a word and still using it. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. People get comfortable saying something because it's trending. Mm-hmm. But they don't know the application. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Like, saying somebody is low vibrational could be absolutely the fact. But now you stop yourself from saying it because it's watered down now. It loses its potency. That doesn't make it any less true.
Check this, right? Because you know I like to chop these things up. We getting choppy. I got about a couple of days. We gonna chop these up into some reels. We gonna put these things out. Somebody said you should want to change. That's how you know you're the right person. They're the right person.
Yeah. And in regards to what part of what we said?
I don't know. Let me scroll up. Communication is everything in a relationship, but at the same time, don't confuse them as a therapist.
Right. Your partner is not your therapist. That's another thing. I feel like there should be nothing that you can't talk to your partner about. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can this is a good practice to have, right? And I find it that in relationships with people that I care about, and that doesn't mean just relationships like as in a man and a female, intimate relationship, but also in like your friendships and your family dynamics, that before you pour out onto a person, you should ask them if they are capable of bearing that load. Mm-hmm. Because you're essentially pouring yourself onto them. Mm-hmm. If they are not in a place where they can mentally withstand the load that you're placing on them, it's not fair. So maybe before you start to engage on things like that, you ask people, like, listen, are you in a place where you can listen to me speak real quick? Or I got to vent, or I got to unload, or I got to download. However it goes, just make sure that you get them mentally prepared. Or you even get their consent to do so. Because most people don't even get people's consent to pour out on them. They just do.
Yeah. And because if you love me, you're going to hear me.
That's not true. Because if you can love somebody, and you should care about their mental state as much as they care about yours. And if they're not in a good place, or y'all both might be actively working through something. And you might be ready to pour out onto them. But they're not in a place where they can take your burden and theirs.
Yeah.
Find a therapist. There's nothing wrong with therapy. Find a therapist.
Listen, I think we could both be each other's therapist, girl. You come to me and talk to me about anything, and I come to you and I could talk to you about anything. You feel me? And guess what? You going to listen to me, and I'm going to listen to you. And this is going to be therapy for us two. You feel me? Huh? What you said?
Listen doesn't mean it, listening doesn't imply but that, but understanding.
But that's why you got to get somebody that understand you. Don't get nobody that don't understand. You're going to sit down and talk to a brick wall. That don't make no sense. Check this out, right? Now, I've been seeing a lot of things on the internet. I've been seeing a lot of people talking about this or whatever. Matter of fact, let me start that over. Because I actually don't really see it on the internet. It's just people that just talk about it.
Okay.
And this has been a thing since the beginning of time. But we really don't talk about this topic. And I'm going to be the one to talk about it because I'm trying to go viral. I want to go viral. Let's talk about, I'm a dude, I'm comfortable with myself. I'm going to let you know right now, you know what I'm saying? I only deals with women's, okay?
Okay.
But let's talk about this. Men, because you're going to see where I'm going with it afterwards. Men who brag about the size of their beef. What type of dude is that?
Yeah.
You ain't know I was gonna go there with it.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
Men who brag about the size of their beef.
Burn.
Yes.
I feel like if you are so caught up on the size of your parts, you're probably not good in bed.
Probably not. If you gotta talk about it, like I got the joint.
You talk about it in excess? Probably not. Mm-hmm. Or you might be suffering from trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might have experienced something where somebody told you that you were small, or that it wasn't good, or something. You're overcompensating.
Mm.
I find many mental defects in that.
Mm. Can you look at a dude and tell that he got the beef? This is what I heard, that y'all got the, you got like this eye, like woman got the eye, yeah, he got the joint. Can you look at him and tell that he got the beef?
You know what's crazy? Because sometimes I'll be having conversations with you and I'll be like, you know, the women that you get this collective statistic from, I'll be like, who are these people?
Everybody. Because somebody, I'm a people person.
I know
I talk
are
to everybody.
Person, but I'm just like, if you, What classification of an individual goes?
All different types, because some of them hide these thoughts. You see what I'm
but
saying?
That's like not a thought. That's an ability. What right. you just said
whatever
was an ability.
It is. Whatever
like, I
it
could
is.
Look at a man and tell whether he got a big or not. But hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that matter?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I just want to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what y'all say that y'all can do. I want to know if it's y'all got some superpower or something.
I don't know those women with those superpowers.
Okay.
And I'm not
just
one
saying,
of those women with
because,
those
all right, so let me just say it like this. Lotto said. I think it's Lotto that she made the song called Big Beef Energy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lotto made a song called Big Beef Energy. We going to change the word because you know I don't be cursing on my show. And here's the thing, right? Why is it that I, as a man, can give off big beef energy? You supposed to know, we got a joint. Why? Because that's the energy that I gave off. Now you see what I'm saying.
Okay, so I feel like when she made the song Big Energy, she was referring to a confidence in a state of leadership or presence that a man displays, right? When somebody say you got big energy, they're just saying like, yo, you could walk into a room and command a room. You got a confidence that's unmovable.
So basically what you're saying is you can have a little beef.
Yeah.
You can have a little.
You could very much
and
have
walk in a room and I give off big beef energy.
Yeah.
Okay, Lotto. I feel you, Lotto. Okay, I got you. All right, I got you. I understand where you're going with the song. Because at first I was saying, you know, you know, y'all could just tell that a dude got the beef now. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just know. You like, oh, he got the energy. He got the energy. And he just walk around like, shh, shh, shh. Oh my Even God. Though that spider beef.
Yo.
You on the red couch with Burn. And we got the famous therapy coach, relationship guru.
Yo.
Jessica Jones. She don't want to be the relationship guru, but I'm telling you, you're like, yo, you hear how she just be dropping jewels? She just be dropping jewels on a, you know what I mean? Like, y'all ain't ready for this right now. This is my friend, though. You know what I'm saying? I got this. These are the type of friends that I call when I'm going through stuff. You know what I'm saying? And they provide, they don't, you know, my friends don't take, this is the type of friend you need to get, right? Mm-hmm. Your friend doesn't need to take your side.
Right.
When you call them, when you're going through something. Your friend needs to give you great advice, if they can. Something with some substance, something to help you out, whatever it is, but they don't need to take your side all the time just because you're their friend. And that's the type of person that you are, right? That's the type of person that Jessica Jones is, right? That's why we kick it like that. So we were just talking about men who brag about their beef. And we was talking about how, you know, that's big beef energy. That's not giving off big beef energy. You know what I'm saying? You're not giving off big beef energy when you sitting there bragging about your beef, homie. You know what I'm saying? Stop doing it. You know what I mean?
It's extremely carnal. Right. It's almost like it's the equivalent of you walking into, it's equivalent of a caveman with a big bat just knocking a bitch over the head.
Now watch this. Now watch this. Watch this, because I remember I put this out there. My homegirl Terry, she on there right now. She on live right now, right? I put this out there. This is where I was going with it. A woman who brags about how tight the rock, the diamond, how tight it is. You feel me? A woman who brags about how tight it is that equivalent to a man who brags about the size of his beef?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like, why? I feel like you know, it's commonplace for women to do it, and you know, like at this point,
because it's more acceptable.
Yeah, it's not. What it is more commonplace. It's not acceptable for a woman to be talking about her genitalia, nor is it acceptable for a man to be talking about their genitalia. It's just commonplace. Mm-hmm. Let's get that right out the way.
Okay. Okay.
The issue with a woman talking about how tight or how wet or how anything their vagina is that you only know what that man is telling you, and that man might be just telling you that so he could get through the motions. Mm-hmm. Right?
Damn.
Like, it's significant, and just and the same can be implied to a woman telling you how big it is just because they might be trying to get through the motions. You don't even know that that's even accurate.
Okay. I feel you.
Because what could be good to one man could be trash to another. What could be good to one woman could be trash to another. Mm-hmm. You can't... What does that say about you? That's the thing that you hone in on. What does that say about you? What does that say about you that you feel like that's the thing that you need to talk about?
All right, let's go back a step. Because you said what could be good for one woman could be trash to another.
Right.
Right? So... Why though? Why is that the case? Because if a man knows all the right moves to make, and he does what he does, and he deals with the same type of woman,
No,
it's not gonna match.
No. You could have the cheat codes to a video game, right? And you could have established those cheat codes to that video game, to that specific video game, because you spent time and energy learning that game, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you try to take them same cheat codes and apply it to a different game, it probably won't work.
Okay.
And that's how you got to think about everybody, and especially in those kind of intimate situations. Like, just because that worked on that person's body, that means that you took the time to learn that person's body. So, yeah, it should work on that person's body. You can't apply that to somebody else.
Because there are some guys out there, like myself, that will tell you that he hasn't had too many bad sexual experiences. You know what I'm saying? I haven't. You know, I've had some, you know, as growing. You know, I ain't gonna lie. Alcohol, liquor, when you drink, well, me personally, I'm not a drinker like that. And that's probably why, like, it messes with me. When I drink, I don't really want to smash like that. I fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not a drunk fucker. Oops. Yo, didn't mean to curse language on my show. but I'm gonna chop it out. But anyway, at the end of the day,
you know what? I find people, you know what's crazy? Because I feel like a lot could be said about a lot of different dynamics, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the same could be...
Put that chapstick down and say what you're going
to
say.
Oh, the same could be applied to people that say they know how to fight. Most of the people that talk a lot don't know how to fight. Most of the people that talk a lot about sexual experiences don't really know what they're doing. Just because you haven't had any complaints, and this is not specific to you, mm-hmm. of course.
She's talking about Captain Beef.
Just because you haven't had any complaints, mm-hmm. don't mean you've had any standing ovations.
She said, just because you haven't had any complaints doesn't mean you had any restraints. You know what I'm saying? I guess, right? You just ain't running across the right Amazonian yet. That's what she basically saying. Once she throw it on you, boom, sober, right? Check this out. I want you to listen to this thought that I had, right? Mm-hmm. A broke man, in your case, or a woman.
A broke man, no money. Okay.
Will appreciate you more.
No.
Why not?
Because I find that men that are in their masculinity, if they are broke, they won't appreciate anything. Because
they ain't gonna appreciate themselves.
Different because they don't appreciate themselves.
But then some chicks, they will deal with a broke dude.
Yeah, because. What do you mean? They'll deal with a broke
dude. They'll deal with a dude. Respect. Not broke, broke. Like, you ain't got a dollar to your name. But, like, let's say, you know what? Let me not even say broke.
Okay.
Let me not say broke. Let me say struggling.
Because what does that struggle have to do with how much you care for them? Mm-hmm. A struggle is a struggle. You're going to go through things in your whole life. It ain't never going to mm-hmm. stop.
How long would you deal with a struggling man? Like, a man who's struggling to get himself together. Like, how long would you deal with him before you say, you know what? You're not going to be a rapper. I'm sorry.
So, there's two sides to me right mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. right? There's two sides that stand in opposition towards each other. There's the side of me that's just like, what am I supposed to do with somebody who can't take care of themselves, right? And then the other side of me...
You can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of you.
Right, but then the other side of me is like, what's the reason behind that? What's the context? Mm-hmm. Do I love them? Mm-hmm. Do I see myself with them? We could have spent a lifetime together. What's the implications there? Hmm. So the extremely rational side of me that's dwelling on a carnal happenstance, like on a carnal mindset, is like, well, what am I supposed to do with somebody in this life that derives its meaning from monetary status, mm-hmm. right? And then there's another side of me that's just like, what you have to offer me monetarily generally means nothing spiritually or emotionally, mm-hmm. and even mentally. So what is it that you're bringing to my life that's making me deal with you? Because if you're bringing all those things to my life, I don't give a fuck about what you're giving me monetarily. Mm-hmm. Because if you're feeding me spiritually, mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. why do I care what you're bringing to me monetarily?
I don't know, because we ain't living off the fat of the land. That's why. We ain't living in the woods. We ain't chopping down trees to make houses. That's why. So.
I mean, but that's still... It depends on the type of individual that you're dealing with, because there's a part in my life where
y'all need to get y'all girl like Jessica, because I'm saying
no, there's a part of me
my homies, y'all tune in tomorrow or something, because y'all got to holler. She said that she'll take you without nothing but a heart.
No, because I'm just saying hands down. And that's the thing, because, you know, like, and I'm actively taking. But what I'm saying is, there's a part in my life, right? There's a time spent in my life where that would have made a big difference to me. Mm-hmm. Not even too long ago. Actually, the last time I was on this show, that would have made a big difference, right? As to whether or not I dealt with you. But there's people that come in your life that turn everything that you believe on its neck. And you could be like, this is what I want. This is what I deserve. This is how it's got to apply. This is how it's got to move in my life. And they could come in your life and dismantle everything you think you know about what a healthy relationship is.
That's true. That's true. And I'm going to tell you something else too. What I also noticed is that we as a people, we know what we are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It's like it's there. You know what you're supposed to do to keep yourself healthy. You know what you're supposed to do to make money. You know what you're supposed to do to take care of your family and shit. Like, you know, all of those things. But then we go and do the opposite. So when in life you meet somebody, they could actually turn all of those things around and then make you think more on a level where I was doing the wrong thing before. Now let me do the right thing. Let me take care of myself. Let me take care of everything around me. Let me take care of it. And then, you know,
that
you
might become a better development. Person. And right. In that development, there might be a period where they're not providing you with monetary gain. Does that mean they're any less worthy? Let me tell you something. If and whenever you decide to deal with somebody, do not question their worthiness. If they are not worthy for you, then you walk away from them. But if you're questioning their worthiness, leave them alone.
Look, so on the same subject, right? Can a woman call herself independent if she's saving her money while spending her man's?
I don't like that term no more.
What, independent?
Yeah, I don't like that term.
All right, well, I'm using it. God damn it.
I'm so just saying. I'm using it. If you're going to ask me a question in reference to it, I'm going to just say that I no longer agree with that term.
Okay, so give me another one to replace it.
I feel like most independent women are a product of their trauma, right? So I feel like most women that call themselves independent are suffering. They're suffering from something.
Most women.
That causes them that to put cause, up
that most women. You know what? Ooh, that shit was deep. Most women that call themselves independent are suffering from something. Because why are you calling yourself independent? You shouldn't want to call. It's like a, like, you should, if you are, that's cool. But if you're calling yourself independent, that means that you're calling out and you're saying, hey, I'm independent. Look at me. I'm by myself. Which, why would you want everybody to know that you can do everything on your own? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like it's a strong pushback. I feel like most people that call themselves independent is they have suffered through something where they're trying
prove that they can do it on their own.
Not even just prove that they can do it on themselves. They're trying to cage off who they are, right? They're trying to cage off or stand behind a wall where somebody can't interfere with their being any longer. Most people that are now independent probably have gone through some kind of traumatic experience.
I mean, yeah, especially when you're trying to get off your feet and do things that could be traumatic in itself, and then which will make you want to do everything on your own and then call yourself independent.
Right. And so you take the little pieces of yourself that you still find vulnerable, that you still find malleable, that you still find soft. Right, like the inner crab meat, right? And you put it behind a brick. You put it behind a brick wall, and now you now display this facade of it, of independence and strong and willful and determined and solid and I don't need or I don't want and I'm angry, bitter, hurt.
All right, but maybe the last parts of those might not be there. The angry, bitter, hurt.
Most of the people that's. Have you ever seen a woman that's actively calling herself independent? Like, oh, I'm an independent woman, that they don't have some kind of anger?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of them.
There's a rule and there's an exception, too. So I feel like most independent women that I've come in contact with have some deep wound, some hurt.
I mean, I'm agreeing to that part, but that they may not be walking around mad all the time or bitter or whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying? That shit might be bottled.
Well, it depends on what you're... That's what I'm saying. It depends on what you think. Okay, so if I say that somebody's angry, right? I'm not talking about the person that's walking around stomping and got flames or steam coming out of their head. I'm saying somebody that responds with aggression. Like I said earlier, when my partner says I got this Julius, right? And that person responds with a constant form of aggression. I'm not necessarily an angry person, right? But there's a part in me that's angry enough to have formulated a personality that's separate and apart from a softer me. And that's fueled by anger. I'm angry that I had to do this at all. I'm angry that I can't just be the softest version of me, the truest version of me, because now I was so afraid that I had to create a personality that could protect me. Or a way to move through life constantly on hypervigilance. That's anger.
Okay. We gonna leave it right there. We gonna leave it right there because that's it. That's the show, right? This is Red Couch with Burn. We here with Jessica Jones.
Wait, you had a question from them. They asked you how many times.
Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah, right. You had one of the people. I forgot your name. I'm sorry, and I can't look it up right now because the phone is one of the phones are being used to. I should have got my other phone, but yeah, it's being used to record. All of the phones are being used to record. But the question was asked, how often do you work out?
Generally, I work out 5 times a week with 2 rest days. For the last 2 weeks or so, I've been a little bit under the weather, so I haven't been working out as much.
Would you like to show the people how you look? I don't know.
So the last time I came on here, I was a little bit bigger, and you know, like I work out. I do have an Instagram. Where
without warning,
I do have an Instagram, and my Instagram is focused on fitness. So I do think that y'all should go, you know, follow my page. I do have a workout regimen that I'm tweaking every day. You know, like I do want to do fitness.
Oh, so you about to be a fitness instructor?
I am working on getting certified as a Billy personal Blanks. Trainer. But I do feel like, you know, there's a lot of information that goes into that. It's not simply just working out.
Yeah, it's not like, it's a lot of things telling that people go what into to that. Lift.
Yeah.
And just telling people what to do. You actually have to know how to.
You got to know a lot of the science of it. You got to know a lot of the body types, a lot of the structure, a lot of the stress, a lot of the everything. It's so much to learn in that somebody just walking up to you in the gym and being like, you should lift this and move this and
Ooh, I can't stand that. I can't stand a couple of things in the gym. Let me tell you the couple of things I can't stand in the gym. I can't stand when people drop the weights on the floor, man. Heavy.
You said that the last time.
I did. Okay. I'm glad. So now you know. No, stop doing that. Stop doing that because I'm skinny. That should make me rock back and forth. Don't do that. But anyway, this is the Red Couch with Burn. We are here with Jessica Jones. We had a great time. I love when she comes to my show. We got so much content today. I love it. Don't you love it?
I mean, I appreciate having the conversation.
We had like 30,000 questions answered. For all of you people that want to follow Jessica Jones, you need to go to Instagram and type in without warning 16. See, you got a TikTok.
Yeah, dude, without warning 16.
Without warning 16. She also has a TikTok. She's lit on TikTok. She's lit on Instagram. And also, you already know, follow the Red Couch with Burn on all platforms, YouTube. That's where you can see the full show. And the website is about to come up soon, so it's going crazy. It's about to go down. Man, listen.